Pro Wrestling 101 is brought to you exclusively in podcast form by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Neckbreaker, The Midnight Jory, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Apex Radio, and of course, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, all available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up, guys? I'm Justin Credible. You're watching Pro Wrestling 101. You know, this week, I want to talk about wrestling psychology. And that's something where, you know, you hear about it all the time in the dirt sheets. You hear the term psychology pretty much everywhere these days with pro wrestling. So what does that mean? And I think psychology in the ring really means what you're doing in that match. What story are you telling? And really, it goes back to kind of one of my earlier 101s on storytelling. But psychology goes a little bit further. You know, it goes with, if you're wrestling, you know, regardless of who's on the other side, you want to tell a story. And it's so important, especially today, guys. Get used to it now on the indie level, because if you're one of the lucky ones that gets a break in either TNA, Ring of Honor, or the WWE, you're going to need to have really good ring psychology. So I've said this several times throughout the Pro Wrestling 101 series, and that's make it all try to make sense. Look, it's pro wrestling. It's a nonsensical business, but somehow we're trying to do, you know, we're basically Hollywood. We're trying to put out a movie kind of product. So if you're going to start a match, have some sense to it. Are you going to work a body part? Are you going to work an arm? Are you going to work a leg? What's the story you're trying to tell? You know, and you can't go, you know, you've got to start here and go here. So how are you going to get from this very beginning to the end? You know, let's say, you know, my gimmick is, you know, I do the tombstone pile driver. So, and I'm a heel. So obviously I'm going to go, you know, against this baby face. And I'm going to try to not take out his neck. I'm going to try to impair this man and then tell the story of him fighting from underneath, fighting for his life, trying to prevent me from taking him out, taking out his neck so I don't hit my finish. And then eventually you get to, you know, you have to have a starting point and a finishing point to tell that story and that psychology. And it really means a lot. I mean, you know, when you watch movies, you want everything to make sense, right? Well, when you do a match, it's really no different. Fans look at it as a movie, as short movies. And it's up to us when we're telling a story to just make it as coherent as possible. And again, and now in the WWE, this is something even I'm learning, relearning again. You know, this is all within the last 5 years. Agents are telling wrestlers to act, you know, to with the UFC and stuff, act more realistic. Like if you're getting those 10 punches in the corner, or if you're getting a barrage of shots, you know, you wouldn't just sit there and take them and sell and stuff like that. You'd get your hands up and you would try to defend. So always try to think of that when you're putting together a match, because that kind of psychology really differentiates you. And if you're an average wrestler, that'll make you a great wrestler. And if you're a great wrestler, that'll put you through the roof, and that'll be what it takes to get you to that next level. Because psychology will take you a complete other step up. Because I've seen great wrestlers not make it because there was a lack of psychology, and I've seen, you know, mediocre wrestlers make it because they had psychology. I'm Justin Credible, and that's Pro Wrestling 101.